Okay.
So I'm going to read more of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. I did not make it very far last time. Well, I'm taking a bath, so I'm going to read, and I'm going to play, and I'm going to take a nice bubble bath, and you all are going to just be here with me. So there's that. So this is where I left off last time. On Wednesday night, it had rained very heavily. The lane was wet and muddy, but the Thursday morning sun was bright and clear as it shone on Arthur Dent's house for what was to be the last time. It hadn't properly registered yet with Arthur that his council wanted to knock it down and build a bypass instead. At 8 o'clock on Thursday morning, Arthur didn't feel very good. He woke up bleary, got up, wandered blearily around his room, opened a window, saw a bulldozer, found his slippers, and stomped off to the bathroom to wash. Toothpaste on the brush, so scrub. Shaving mirror pointed at the ceiling. He adjusted it. For a moment, it reflected a second bulldozer through the bathroom window. Properly adjusted, it reflected Arthur Dent's bristles. He shaved them off, washed, dried, and stomped off to the kitchen to find something pleasant to put in his mouth. Kettle, plug, fridge, milk, coffee. Yawn. The word bulldozer wandered through his mind for a moment in search of something to connect with. The bulldozer outside the kitchen window was quite a big one. He stared at it. Yellow, he thought, and stomped off back to his bedroom to get dressed. Passing the bathroom, he stopped to drink a large glass of water and another. He began to suspect he was hungover. Why was he hungover? Had he been drinking the night before? He supposed that he must have been. He caught a glint in the shaving mirror. Yellow, he thought, and stomped on to the bedroom. Passing the bathroom, he stopped to drink a large glass of water. I read that already. He stood and thought, the pub, he thought. Oh dear, the pub. He vaguely remembered being angry. Angry about something that seemed important. He'd been telling people about it. Telling people about it. Oh, great. Great length. He rather suspected. His clearest visual recollection was of glazed looks on other people's faces. Something about a new bypass he'd just found out about. It had been in the pipeline for months, and no one seemed to have known about it. Ridiculous. He took a swig of water. It would sort itself out, he decided. No one wanted a bypass. The council didn't have a leg to stand on. It would sort itself out. God. Oh, what a terrible hangover it had earned him, though. He looked at himself in the wardrobe mirror. He stuck out his tongue. Yellow, he thought. The word yellow wandered through his mind in search of something to connect with. 15 seconds later, he was out of the house and lying in front of a big yellow bulldozer that was advancing up his garden path. Oh, Mr. L. Prosser was, as they say, only human. In other words, he was a carbon-based life form descended from an ape. More specifically, he was 40, fat, and shabby, and worked for the local council. Ah, oh, this is... Curiously enough, though, he didn't know it. He was also a direct male line descendant of Genghis Khan. Though intervening generations of racial mixing had so juggled his genes that he had no discernible Mongoid characteristics. And the only... the only vestiges left in Mr. L. Prosser of his mighty ancestry were a pronounced stoutness of the tongue and a predilection for little fur hats. Little fur hats. Fuck. He was by no means a great warrior. In fact, he was a nervous, worried man. Today, he was... Oh, fuck. Particularly nervous and worried because something had gone seriously wrong with his job, which was to see that Arthur Dent's house got cleared out of the way before the day was out. Come off it, Mr. Dent, he said. You can't win, you know. You can't lie in front of this bulldozer indefinitely. He tried to make his eyes blaze furiously, but they just wouldn't do it. Arthur lay in the mud and squelched at him. I'm game, he said. Let's see who rusts first. I'm afraid you're going to have to accept it, said Mr. Prosser, gripping his fur hat and rolling it around the top of his head. This bypass has got to be built. And it's going to be built. But it's the first I heard of it, said Arthur. Why has it got to be built? Mr. Prosser shook his finger at him for a bit and then stopped and put it away again. What do you mean, why has it got to be built? He said. It's a bypass. You've got to build bypasses. Bypasses are devices that allow some people to dash from point A to point B very fast, while other people dash from point B to point A very fast. People living at point C, being a point directly in between, are often given to wonder what's so great about point A that so many people from point B are keen to get there, and what's so great about point B that so many people from point A are so keen to get there. They are... they often wish that people would just once and for all work out what the hell they wanted, where the hell they wanted to be. Mr. Prosser wanted to be at point D. And point D wasn't anywhere in particular. It just was any convenient... Fuck. It was any convenient point a long way from points A, B, and C. He would have a nice little cottage at point D with axes over the doors and spend a pleasant amount of time at point E, which would be the nearest pub to point D. His wife, of course, wanted climbing roses. But he wanted axes. He didn't know why. He just liked axes. He flushed hotly under the derisive grins of the bulldozer drivers. He shifted his weight from foot to foot, but it was equally... equally uncomfortable on each. Obviously, somebody had been appallingly incompetent, and he hoped to God it wasn't him. Mr. Prosser said, "You were quite entitled to make any suggestions or protests at the appropriate time, you know." When a workman arrived at my home yesterday, I asked if he'd come to clean the windows, and he said no. He'd come to demolish the house. I mean, he didn't tell me straight away, of course. First, he wiped a couple of windows and charged me a fiver. Fiver. Then he told me. Months.